increasing number of Indiana school districts are turning to truancy courts to address issues with chronic absences. Porter County officials approved a measure earlier this month that will allow Portage Township schools to move forward with plans for such a program. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, the focus isn't on punishing students.
As students walk through the halls of Merrillville High School, they're carrying more than just backpacks. Between meeting graduation requirements and taking multiple state tests, they're shouldering a lot of pressure.
I look at what kids are expected to do today compared to when I was their age, and the expectations are so different.
That's Danny Lackey, Director of Diversity in Student Support Services for Merrillville Schools. He says those heightened expectations make showing up to class especially important. But the district noticed some students consistently weren't.
And as the years go by, what we expect from students in terms of their education continues to climb. So when they are absent or tardy, and when those tardies add up, that's a significant amount of instruction that they don't get.
A 2012 study found that students who miss 10 or more days of school perform at lower levels on the state's standardized exam, the I-STEP. So the district started what's called a truancy court to try and address the issue. When a student racks up 3 unexcused absences, a letter goes home to the family, letting them know the school district is concerned and they could receive an ordinance violation if it continues. When a student racks up 9 unexcused absences, they get a ticket that refers the family to Judge Gina Jones's truancy court.
When they come see me, we have an option of whether they can either do community service and pay a fine and cost, or we kind of look deeper into the family to see if there's something that we could do to help them, whether it is tutoring or whether there's some parenting skills that need to be taught.
The idea behind the court isn't to discipline children for not showing up, but to figure out what's causing the behavior and how the school district can help. There are cases where Jones does refer kids to a juvenile detention center, but she says that's rare.
I wanted to be that layer in between the school and the juvenile justice system, because I think a lot of times these cases can tend to go a little bit faster and further where the child ends up in the juvenile justice system.
The court is in its third year, and Jones says she sees at least 30 truancy cases a month. Another nearby school district plans to implement a similar program during the upcoming school year. The attendance rate at Portage Township schools fluctuates between 93 and 96%, which is in line with the state average, while Superintendent Amanda Alanez says that indicates truancy isn't a significant problem. It still needs to be addressed.
Whether we've got a truancy issue for a specific family or a truancy here or there, for us, it is a big deal regardless.
The school district already does some outreach with families when there are issues with absences. But Alanez says she hopes establishing a court will increase the district's options and formalize the process. She says oftentimes kids aren't just skipping school because they don't want to go.
There are root causes that we're finding. For instance, students who do not have an alarm clock. So they have purchased alarm clocks for students.
The truancy court is a partnership between the district, city, and county. The city council passed a chronic absenteeism ordinance earlier this year that, among other things, gives local police the power to pick up students and take them to school if they aren't there.
We're looking at how we provide resources and how we combine those resources between the city, the schools, and the township to make sure that we can pool just a myriad of different opportunities for families to grow strong families for the entire community and make sure that our kids get their education.
Portage leaders are hopeful the court will make a difference. Merrillville school leaders say it's worked for them. But Lackey says he wants to have at least 5 years of data before determining just how much of an impact the courts had.
I believe that when children know that you care, when they know that your community care, and that they're going to hold you accountable, and they're also going to provide you with support and let you know when you do well, then that's the best environment that we can provide for a kid.
Data from the state's Department of Education shows the attendance rate at Merrillville schools is slightly higher than the state average. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.